Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, how did this come up?
Well, it came up, and you know something, Patty, I got to be honest with you. After, you know, doing some research, I'm not sure that everybody at BART Board of Directors wants to have this go forward. What we have is the question of panhandling and aggressive panhandling and where the line is. BART has been plagued for years with riders that are upset with what they see on BART, whether it's homeless people taking up seats or sleeping or panhandling, and they want something changed on the behavior. And a lot of the board BART directors are sympathetic, but they don't want to draw a hard line. Now, what happened was that BART Director Deborah Allen, who represents, you know, the far end of Contra Costa County, said, "Nope, I'm going to ask staff to draw up an ordinance banning all panhandling, whether it's aggressive or passive. We're just not going to have it in the paid areas of BART." That would mean the people that perform music on the train sometimes that you see, or the dancers, or the women that go up and down with a baby in their arms, ask with a cup out, they would be banned. It would be an ordinance. Some of the people, BART members from the more urban, liberal areas say, no, we don't want to be that unwelcoming to people that are in need or homeless or need money. And that's where the split is. The ACLU came wading in saying, you can't do it because it's unconstitutional. It's a question of freedom of speech. But you read the California laws and stuff, transit agencies do have the right to say where you can be and what you can, not what you can say, but necessarily, but where you can be when you're saying it, and because of safety issues. So BART does have the ability possibly to raise this ban, and I'm not sure everybody wants even the issue to come up.
Yeah, I have to make a call. Don't know about all the rules there, but it just seems from a common sense standpoint in terms of political pushback, lumping the panhandling, which as you say can often be very aggressive, with playing music for money. I mean, they're very different things, I think, to the average rider coming through the station.
They are. Now, the thing is, though, there's a question of, let's say, you're talking about aggressive. What's the definition of aggressive? For Jeff, on a BART train, aggressive might be if somebody comes up after they've performed a break dance and shakes a cup in front of you, and they're younger and maybe bigger than you, you're not a problem. For Patty, it might be. For somebody in a wheelchair, it really might be. So what's your level of intimidation? What is the difference? That's what they're going to have to deal with. It's a tough one. Because here's the thing. Right now, as it stands, aggressive panhandling is virtually impossible to enforce because you need somebody to make a complaint, and it has to be overt. This way, you could just say whether it's aggressive or passive, it's just not allowed on this side of the fare gates. You want to do it? Do it on the other side, where it's not on station platforms or in a train where people feel trapped. Do it someplace else. That is going to be the question.
Well, and you need BART police officers patrolling the trains more frequently to make the call.
That's right, but they don't necessarily want to make the call, Patty, because as Jeff pointed out, somebody just asking for money, that's not necessarily aggressive. That's not putting it, but if you just say, look, I don't care if it's passive or aggressive, if we just have an out-and-out ban on it, we don't have to make the call. We can just tell everybody to stop it. And I think the cops would go towards that, but this is a political one, especially in the area of civil rights.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.